Derek and Romaine are so glamorous. Everyone wants to be just like them.
For once, I am not going to be Jan Brady. I'm going to be Marcia, damn it. Oh, I know.
It's why we created Lifestyles of the Derek and Romaine. Your chance to interact with the experts about food, fitness, fashion, travel, money. Whatever it takes to make a better you.
And try not to dress like a small-town lesbian.
So call 866-305-6887 and ask your questions and make a better life. 866-305-6887. We're here to help you put it all together with Lifestyles of the Derek and Romaine.
Hey bitches, Derek Hartley here along with Romaine Patterson. And with us here in studio for Lifestyles of the Derek and Romaine. Yes, it's true, you can live just like us. Very yes. Badly. Ed Salvato is with us, our travel expert. And you can check him out on the web at edsalvato.com and on Twitter.
Hello.
Twitter.com/EdSalvato. Ed, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here.
It is nice to have you with us in between your adventures around the world.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out there. I want to be able to say stuff when I get here. So
so many places to go and do
it's
and
a
be.
Little time.
So where exactly, where have you been most recently?
Let's see. Well, most recently I have a very good reminder in my right knee where I tore a ligament skiing in Park City, Utah.
You were skiing and tore a ligament?
Well, I'm embarrassed to admit that it was a freak accident after I was skiing for the entire, well, at least I got my skiing in, which was nice. And then I took one of these like crazy toboggan luge thing. So when this guy died in the Olympics, they're really fun until your foot falls out of it and hits the wall.
Oh, you got to keep your arms and legs inside at all times.
Oh, shoot, thanks.
Wait, so did you do the alpine slide?
Yes.
Okay. I love the alpine slide.
I was wearing a ski boot and the piece of plastic, you know, you just put your foot in the plastic casing of the luge thing. And
right.
It just slipped out and I was going really fast, like 40 miles an hour, and it hit the wall.
Oh, see, I normally do the alpine slide in the summer as opposed to in the winter because then you're not wearing ski boots while you're doing it. But then again, you're also in shorts and a t-shirt, so if you go flinging out of it, you'll be split apart.
I had a friend who did one very similar to this and got a very, very serious case of road burn on her arm.
Really?
From scraping the thing. Well, you're going through a concrete, basically, tube.
Yeah.
And you're on a plastic sled.
Yeah.
And then you know, with a little like gear shift in the middle to like go fast or slow.
Oh.
And that's all you got. Just a little center thing.
So. Yeah, it's
super fun.
Sounds
dangerous,
scary.
Dangerous.
Oh, it's good, clean fun.
Right.
It's Utah. How dangerous could it be?
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the Park City was quite fun. And I even got to squeeze in some movies on Sundance because I was there for both Sundance and for skiing. And it was just fantastic. Really, it's a great destination. There's still plenty of snow up there in Park City. And they have good snow until May, even later.
Yeah, they have good spring skiing there in Utah. It's terrific.
Beautiful, beautiful powder.
Mm. I highly recommend it. Yeah, I grew up skiing in Utah, and it's wonderful, wonderful place to ski.
Yeah.
And going to Park City during Sundance, I wouldn't necessarily recommend staying in Park City, but for skiing, it's great because the slopes are reasonably empty.
They're empty.
Because the Hollywood people don't ski, and the locals don't go to Park City while Sundance is going on because the town is crazy.
They rent their places out to the...
And leave, right.
And make a lot of money, and they call the people who come, they call them PIBs, People in Black. It's all the New York and L.A. Hollywood types, and it's really quite fun to see these people just walk around in their very fancy clothes with high heels, and you know. But it's kind of a really, I mean, that's kind of a weird artificial vibe, but other than that, Park City has a really kind of a cool, hippie, sort of liberal and very left-leaning vibe.
For Utah,
For Utah, it's a very blue island in a very red state for the most part.
That's true. Let's go to Danny in Connecticut. Danny, you're on Derek and Romaine with our travel expert, Ed Salvato.
Hello, bitches.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm planning a trip to Spain in October.
Yes.
And because of the economy and other stuff, it seems like they have a pretty bad economy over there.
Right.
However, I think it's still going to be pretty expensive. Did you have any recommendations? We're thinking about going to Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Recommendation as far as a stay, probably some a little bit to save a little bit of money in the hotel stay and possibly accommodations in the area.
Yeah, yeah, I do. And you know, you're going at a good time because the weather's still going to be nice. You know,
that was the other question: is October possibly the best month?
Yeah, I consider it like one of the best months to travel anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere because you know people are back at work. That you won't be encountering a lot of tourists. In either European or American tourists for the most part. I mean, in any bad kind of horde way, there'll be a lot of good, you know, fun tourists there. The weather's still usually warm enough then that you can even possibly go swimming, you know, definitely get some sun. And you can couple your trip to Barcelona with just a little visit to Sitges, you know, which is the nearby very gay popular beach resort right along the coast there. But in terms of accommodation, and you know, Spain is suffering like Greece very, very much so in the current economic collapse. They're still in the euro, so you're right that it may still be relatively expensive, but there definitely are deals to be gotten because they want tourists, because they want hard dollars to come flowing into their economy. So you will find deals. I would check out Axel Hotels. That's the gay hotel that there's right in Barcelona. You may, at this early day, you may find some decent deals and a lot of availability at that particular hotel. And then check out some of the, you know, the websites. I kind of like kayak.com. It's mainstream, but they have a lot of gay-friendly properties listed there. Also, Orbitz has a gay section to its site, and they have a gay travel blog, and it's chock full of good information and deals on gay-friendly properties. And there's a gay section of Travelocity, too. So Orbitz and Travelocity may be really good points of entry for you to find out prices for gay properties. You might want to check out for actually hotel recommendations. Outtraveler.com still has some really good hotel recommendations for Barcelona, as does tripoutgaytravel.com. That's the logo online website.
Okay, thank you very much for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Danny. Bye. And if you have a question as well for Ed Salvato, our travel expert, you can call us at 866-305-6887, 866-305-NUTS. You can also contact him on the web at edsalvato.com or follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/edsalvato. Let's go to Kelly in Seattle. Kelly, you're on Derek and Romaine.
Hey, I have a question. I'm going to the Gay Games this summer in Cologne, Germany. And I'm just finding Cologne to be really expensive to fly from Seattle. Is there another city or cities that I should think of to try and get a better price? Because right now it's like $1,680, $1,700 round trip, which is the most I've ever heard of for flying to Europe in the summer.
Yeah, and it just every year it seems to creep up a little bit more. And, you know, oftentimes if you... It's weird. It's almost counterintuitive. The earlier you go, the worse off you are. But then the risk that you have is that if you wait and you hope the prices are going to come down and they don't, or there's no availability, then you're even in a worse quandary because you have definite plans to go there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there is a huge high demand right now to go to Cologne, particularly for events like the Gay Games. Summer is their high season anyway because it's such a great place to visit in the summer. But all that said...
Is there another city that I can think of?
I was going to get to that. Sorry. Frankfurt's a really very big nearby. Frankfurt, Germany, that's a huge hub for a lot of air traffic from all over the world. Also, you know, if you look at, I would also look at Munich. You know, besides Frankfurt, I would look at Munich, maybe Berlin, but maybe not really. Also, Amsterdam is not that far. And Brussels, surprisingly. And you can get high-speed trains from most of those other non-German capitals right into Cologne or really close by to Cologne or to a regional train that goes right to Cologne. And in Germany, the train system is unbelievable. The trains serve all the airports. So you're pretty quickly moving between airports in that country. So if you don't mind a little bit of schlepping of your bags around Europe, you could probably couple your visit to Cologne with maybe even a stopover in someplace like Amsterdam or Brussels, which is really well worth it. Still, all that said, it's a little pricey to go to Europe in the summer, especially the Gay Games, I think, are in July, and it's just a huge peak time for any place, any point of entry into Europe. Right. But try those other airports.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Thanks, Kelly. You actually make a good point, especially around Europe, because sometimes it's fairly easy to get from a hub airport to another city, and especially if you're flying, you know, Lufthansa, their hub is Frankfurt, and going from one major city to another major city, even international, is often cheaper than going from, mm-hmm. you know, a harder destination. Right. So, for instance, flying out of Portland, you may be able to find a super cheap flight from Portland
Good
to San
point.
Francisco,
right.
and then a reasonable deal from San Francisco to Frankfurt, and right. then you can figure out how to get from Frankfurt to Cologne, which there are going to be plenty of options for doing
That's
that
an excellent
once
idea.
You're on the ground. And that is the thing, too, is that sometimes, I mean, Portland is still a major city, but if you're talking about going to Europe, it probably makes the most sense to figure out a cheap way to get to a major airport
here
and then yeah. here and then going to a major
That's
airport
really smart.
There.
And also, Kelly, I didn't mention to Kelly that, you know, it's good to look into using your frequent flyer miles if you have them for these kinds of trips. But just note that it's those periods, those peak periods where they charge you sometimes like double the number of miles that are required for
right.
a particular reward. So that might not be worth it. It would be an expensive use of miles, but that's something he should explore if he happens to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles saved up.
All right. Let's go to Anthony in New York City. Anthony, you're on Derek and Romaine with travel expert Ed Salvato.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Derek, I think you're great, and I absolutely adore Romaine.
Thanks.
Listen, I actually adore her, and you're pretty great to yourself. But listen, I do have a question. I'm actually planning on making a multi-city trip to Barcelona, then maybe to Madrid, and then back to New York. What would be the most cost-efficient way to do this?
Well, I guess it could depend on when you're going as well. I would just explore some of the things we've already even talked about. You know, I'm just such a big believer in kayak.com. I've been finding all my cheap flights there.
Kayak.com?
Yeah, kayak.com. If you're an independent kind of traveler, you want to put it all together, then, you know, check out that. Check out some, like, hotels.com. Or I really do love Orbitz and Travelocity, especially because they have a lot of gay, you know, approved sort of, you know, quote unquote, mm-hmm. tag approved mm-hmm. and gay friendly accommodations. I just think give, you know, your pink dollars back to the community. But there are
That's
also
right.
packages, surprisingly, and a lot of just mainstream packages that are out there and available. But then, you know, you're just going to be like anyone else and it's not going to be a particularly gay experience, which is, of course, fine if you're saving money. The only one that may have some gay specific deals is AA.com, which is American Airlines. So they have AA.com/rainbow, and they actually offer gay-specific packages on that site as well. So even if you don't end up getting a package with the hotel, you can get perhaps your airfare through AA.com/rainbow. That's tagged as, like, you know, a gay person, not identifying you or anything, but that's activated by gay business.
Right,
and that,
right,
that helps everyone
right.
in a sense. And American often has really surprisingly good flights, and she flights there as well. But other than that, you know, another great airline to check out its own website is Continental. You know, continental.com, because they have such amazing amounts of coverage all over the world that you're bound to find something.
I pretty much do go to continental.com. But, you know, I really do appreciate all your advice and it will take into consideration.
Yeah.
But I'm planning on going in June. And I figured, let me just start now.
Yeah, you're smart to start now. And that's the beginning of peak season. It's not quite peak season because that's more like July and August, but you're at the beginning of it. But it is a great time to go because it's going to be warm but not too hot there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Thanks.
Thank you. And Derek, let me tell you something. You're a pretty phenomenal guy. I love you.
Oh, it's true.
He's sharing the love.
Okay,
it's
thanks,
awesome.
Anthony.
Take care.
All
right.
We made us all smile.
And if you're like Anthony and you're in the New York City area, Romaine and I will be doing the Q&A following the performance of The Temperamentals on Monday night, March 8th. That's this coming Monday. The play stars Michael Urie. So if you're in the area, come and see the show. And then afterward, you'll see Derek and Romaine.
I'm going this Thursday.
Are
Too
you?
Bad. Yeah, I didn't realize that you're doing
Well, Monday nights they do a Q&A thing after the show.
This one is boys' night on Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Yep.
All right, well, I guess you'll be there for the boys.
I guess there'd be boys pretty much every night at the Temperamentals.
Yeah. All of our upcoming events are on our show blog, dnrshow.net. Rachel in New York, you're on Derek and Romaine with Ed Salvato, our travel expert.
Hi. I have a question. I'm going to Paris in November, and I've been twice before. This time I want to do Orsay and the Louvre, and I always tell myself I'm going to do it, and I just, you know, the lines and whatever. What is
right.
the best area for me to stay in? I'm considering bringing my laptop, but I don't want to bring it like an idiot and not be able to plug in at a hotel that won't accommodate electrically. And is that a waste of time? And what is the best area? Online, they seem to say the Latin Quarter or the Latin District.
No, you're saying for any, in just in general Paris or to be near the Louvre?
Well, not to be near the Louvre.
Close enough to the Louvre, right.
Expensive. I'm going to be flying into De Gaulle and then taking the metro. I'm totally comfortable with the metro and just carrying on and navigating the metro everywhere I go. I don't want to schlep too far.
Right.
I want to be someplace that's not too expensive. I don't mind taking the metro everywhere and having it be a hike to the museum. But I want to feel comfortable and I want it to be clean. I'd like to have, you know, laundry there if I could and the little free breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Just someplace where... I don't have any French.
Yeah, you'll be comfortable, right?
Right.
Pretty much in the core of Paris. Like, Paris is made of 20 arrondissements, 20 neighborhoods that spiral out from the first arrondissement, which is where the Louvre is, and it spirals out and around. So one, two, three,
Just like Tokyo does.
Oh,
with
I didn't
their Chome also, which are their districts. It's the same thing, but they're also it's sort of in a snail shell pattern.
Yes, snail shell. Yeah. Uh-huh. So interesting. So one, two, three, four, five. I mean, really, all the way out to even like the closer inner parts of like 14, 15, 16 are going to be all comfortable for you for the most part. I would avoid anything north of. The fourth arrondissement, say, for you in the center, because, you know, it's a little bit more like rough and up and coming, but kind of cool. So if you stay, I would say suggest staying places like near the Bastille, in the Marais, across in the Latin Quarter, I guess, per se. That it's, you know, very student oriented and very touristy, but really beautiful as well. You know, also the fifth, so that would be the fifth, sixth, sort of maybe seventh is where the Eiffel Tower is. That's a little bit, maybe teeny bit far to be schlepping back and forth to the Louvre. So any one of those places, pretty much any hotel, you're going to be comfortable. I mean, people are going to speak English. The way I always test that, I mean, I actually speak French because I lived in Paris for a number of years, but you can just test it by sending a little email in English and seeing, first of all, how quickly they respond and how they respond. But they're going to mostly speak English. Breakfast is... the vast majority of times is going to be included. Laundry might be tough at a small hotel, but then the trade-off is if you get laundry at a big hotel, then you lose the charm of some of those really great little bed and breakfasts in smaller hotels. You can find a ton of really great inexpensive hotels. I mean, shockingly, that it's really still affordable, even with the euro and everything, and even in the height of summer, the small hotels, I think, are really where it's at. So, you know, then you kind of have to start looking at individual properties, and there are tons of properties. Actually, outtraveler.com, my old website, still has really good accommodation information on Paris, really well organized by arrondissement. So I would check out outtraveler.com and then look for their Paris information. Let me see, your laptop. Just go buy a really inexpensive little adapter because your Mac, if it's a Mac or a laptop, usually has the transformer built in. You just have to get the little adapter. So get the little France adapter. It's two round plugs that stick right into the wall.
Exactly.
Super
yeah.
easy.
I lived in Germany for a year, and you had to use the transformer for some things, but
right.
I can just get the adapter and plug
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And it's different, obviously, similar to Germany, but different enough that you need to get a French one, not a German one.
Right.
I made that exact mistake once before. And then the Louvre. Check out the Louvre at off hours. They have a couple of late nights that the tourists don't really like because the tourists are dragging around their kids and they're at dinner or in bed by then. So check out the late nights for the Louvre and to avoid all that, you know, kind of those bottlenecks of traffic. But the thing about the Louvre is even if you wait in that horrible line, once you get in, it doesn't ever feel super crowded. And there's enough offbeat places in the Louvre to go explore that you're going to, even in the height of tourist time, you'll find entire galleries empty.
Okay.
And what's your website to get the on?
Mine is edsalvato.com, but the one I was referring to is outtraveler.com, outtraveler.com, and then just type in Paris, and bloop, you'll see a bunch of hotel recommendations, most of which I wrote.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Coming up next, we'll take more of your phone calls for our travel expert, Ed Salvato. You can check him out on the web at edsalvato.com. And he's also on Twitter, twitter.com/EdSalvato. And there's a link to his Twitter this week in our newsletter, which you can sign up for at derekandromaine.com. Coming up next, we'll take more of your phone calls for Ed and talk about more great travel destinations here on Derek and Romaine.
Stick around for more outrageous fun with Derek and Romaine.
And all in that horrible, snide, corkscrew English.
Exclusively on the OutQ channel, Sirius 109 and XM 98. You're listening to OutQ, bitches.
Derek and Romaine.
Sirius 109, XM 98.
All right, let's go to the phones for Ed Salvato, our travel expert. You can check him out on the web at edsalvato.com, and you can reach him by phone here at 866 305-6887. Heather in Denver, what did you want to say about the woman trying to get to Paris?
You know what? It's almost my one-year anniversary that I was there, and I had never expected to go. And we stayed at Rue Mouffetard in the educational area there,
mm-hmm.
and it was amazing.
It's great. It's a great street.
They had everything. We stayed in like a comfort kind of hotel, small rooms, which I understand is typical. But the beds were great. The people were nice. The breakfast was good. Loved it.
What's the name of the hotel?
I'm pretty sure it was the hotel looks like the Comfort Suites or Comfort Inn here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With the blue and the sunrise.
Mm-hmm. It could be an Accor hotel, so she may want to check out Accor's website, accor.com, I think. They have all sorts of levels of hotels, including that sort of style that you've just described. But Rue Mouffetard is one of the most charming streets. There's a lot of little jazz restaurants there and cool little unique stores, and it's a kind of a crooked, it's a charming, almost village-like street, but it's quite long, too.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. It was there. The metro was a block from us, and the cathedral was a 15-minute walk. It was great.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Okay.
Thanks.
Heather.
Merci.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Ricardo, you're on Derek and Romaine with Ed Salvato, our travel expert.
Ed?
Yes.
I want to know, I'm interested in the Caribbean. I've been to Puerto Rico. What's the best other place in the Caribbean for your money?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say for maybe the gay life or whatever, but for
he
your
wants
money.
Money.
Yeah, money. Okay, good question. And I'm going to the Caribbean this week, so maybe I'll be able to tell you even more later on. But San Juan and outside of San Juan and Puerto Rico are just fantastic. Other places, actually an easy place in terms of money is St. Thomas, St. John, St. Croix, because it's part of the U.S. Virgin Islands, and so you actually don't even have to, like San Juan, you don't have to exchange dollars for some other currency. It's actually relatively inexpensive, too. St. John's is one of my favorites because it's a little bit off the beaten track. And St. Croix, as well, it's the farthest of that cluster of islands, and it has a really amazing food and dining scene. And there's also a little kind of gay life to those islands because they're American gay businessmen who bonded together and have made like an interesting kind of gay rainbow guild or something it's called. If you want to not spend a ton of money, if you want to spend a lot of money, go to St. Barts. If you want to avoid that, don't go to St. Barts. That's probably one of the most expensive islands. And another good one, I think a good value island that's also hugely gay popular and very gay friendly is Curacao. And if you wait till around like Labor Day, they have a weekend they call Wet Weekend every year. That is a gay event weekend, and that's actually really fun. It's very unusual in the Caribbean to have islands that are very welcoming to gays because most of the islands are either indifferent at best or kind of Bible thumpy and a little hostile at worst. So I think that little cluster would be my top recommendations, unless you have really specific needs like scuba diving, and in which case you might go to Saba. But there's not much else there besides that. So I think those islands that we talked about may be of interest to you.
Yeah, I've been I've been to the U.S. Virgin Islands, to St. Croix, and it's beautiful there. It's
I
lovely.
Love it there.
Yeah,
the food is amazing.
Derek.
Yes, Ricardo.
Derek, start packing. We're going. I'm taking you to.
I'm not available.
I
but
didn't
thank
know you were
Ricardo.
Going with him.
No,
Derek, I want to take you.
Okay, well, that has not been established. But thank you, Ricardo, for the offer. That's very sweet.
All right.
Okay, but thank you. All right, bye. Okay. Let's go to Craig in Phoenix. Craig, you're on Romaine, are you upset that listeners don't want to take you on trips to the Caribbean?
No, it's okay.
Interesting.
But we got a lot of love all
okay,
together
hold on,
today.
Craig.
I'm
hold
okay
on.
With yeah. it. Listen, you know,
hold on,
it's
Craig.
All right.
Are you okay now, Romaine?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's all right.
I'm sure
it.
Somebody wants to take you
no,
somewhere.
No, it's okay.
That trucker lady that always calls. What's her name?
Low Gear?
Which one? We have several.
We have
There's
many.
One. Almost every time I'm on, she calls and I can't remember her name. Okay. She's lovely. She loves you.
I love.
She wants to put you in the trunk of her car.
Me, but don't stalk me. I would be happy if a listener wanted to send me on a
phone. Ooh, the phone lines are lighting up.
Craig in Phoenix, you're on Derek and Romaine with Ed Salvato, our travel expert.
Hi, Ed. Are you? You wouldn't be going on the Solstice cruise next week, are you?
Indeed, I am.
Well, maybe we'll see you there.
What is your name?
You will see me.
Craig from Phoenix.
And where are you from? Oh, Craig from Phoenix. Okay. We'll look out for each other.
Well, are you doing some kind of travel panel or something on the boat?
No, I just I forgot. They didn't ask me to do a travel panel. I didn't offer to do one. I may call Rich or the PR person and suggest that I do a travel panel, because they're always really fun and I get to meet folks like yourself. And so keep an eye out on the daily newsletter, and maybe I'll do a travel panel. Otherwise, I'm going to get off at every destination, or you'll see me by the pool.
You could actually be a guest in the glass blowing shows that they do every day.
I'm going to check out the glass blowing. I have a small glass collection, and I'm going to check that out, because I think it's going to be really interesting. Yeah.
You know, and the other thing I do have is a suggestion in Paris. It's a clean bed, a small room, but we spent 5 nights at the place called the Tim Hotel. Mm-hmm. It was right behind the Louvre, and a 5-minute walk into the Marais and the bars in the Marais. It's called the Tim Hotel, and it was 5 nights in U.S. dollars. I think it was $528.
That's super inexpensive. That's a tiny, very clean, efficient hotel chain, the Tim Hotel, and they're relatively new, and people really love them. So that's a great suggestion.
Okay,
I would definitely stay there again.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and see you
Craig.
On board.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Now let's go to Edward in California. Edward, you're on Derek and Romaine with our travel expert, Ed Salvato.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
This is Edward.
Hello.
I wanted to ask you where a good place is to learn how to scuba dive here in the States.
There's tons and tons and tons. I would suggest, though, maybe if you're interested in this, contacting the folks at Underseas Expeditions. I want to say it's underseax.com. Maybe you could check it out. I don't know if one of these our producer can look it up online. But it's a gay and lesbian, mostly gay, scuba diving tour operator. But the guy is so amazing. He may have a tour that you would like, or he may be able to suggest to you a gay-friendly place to go. But, you know, the Keys, Key West, that's a great place to go do scuba diving. I mean, you could do it anywhere, though, like New York, along the coast of California, Burr, and lots of other places. But I would check out the resources that Undersea Expeditions offers, because they'll be all at least gay-oriented. I don't know if you were able to find the website.
Yeah, I did. It is Undersea and then the letter X.
It's so a weird website. X. I can't believe I remembered it. But
it looks like a lot of fun, and they have a bunch of different scuba vacations coming up in a bunch of different places, and they have a men-only one, they have a women-only one, and they have one in Egypt, they have one in Thailand, Sabah, they have the Red Sea, St. Lucia, so lots of different places, Cozumel in Mexico.
It's a great operation.
So I'm sure lots of different, you know, depending on how much money you have and everything, they have different locations and everything, and if what you want to do is try scuba diving, could be a lot of fun.
And just the guy who runs it, his name is Mike, and just ask Mike, say, hey, Ed said I should ask you where to go, because he's just a great guy and he'll give you advice, including not related to his company. So.
Right. Okay. So there you go.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
You're welcome. Thanks, Edward.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And Ed Salvato is with us, our travel expert. You can check Ed out on the web at edsalvato.com. And he's also on Twitter, twitter.com/edsalvato. And his last name is spelled S-A-L-V-A-T-O. Let's go to Jason in Boston.
Boston.
Jason, you're on Derek and Romaine with Ed Salvato. What's your travel question?
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
My problem is I'm 26 and I'm actually dating somebody that's a little younger than me. He's 21. He just turned 21, and we're looking for a relatively inexpensive but fun vacation spot where we can both kind of have fun. And, you know, I'm a little, not too old, but looking for something that's going to be good for the both of us.
Sure. And let's see, looking for something soon, something hot, that kind of thing? Like,
What kind of fun are you looking to have, Jason? Fun, natural fun?
Like, are there gay people fun, or just does it matter to you if they're gay or not?
No, we're looking for someone that's gay friendly for sure.
You know what? I just came to pop to mind is you guys are young and you might enjoy this. Key West has a gay spring break. In fact, I think the website is gayspringbreak.com. And it's not like, you know, shots and kickers till you die, that kind of crazy. I mean, it's crazy fun, but it's not bad crazy fun, and it's sort of a way that gay people are sort of, you know, maybe we missed gay spring break when we were in college or whatever, maybe you didn't, but this is an opportunity to be with people of all different ages, but it skews kind of young, and it's in Key West, which is a really fun destination, particularly when it's crowded full of other young people. Key West is really, really fun, so that might be a good recommendation. Another one is if you maybe check out one of the gay guest houses in Fort Lauderdale. Some of them are tilt a little bit younger. and they're a little bit younger. You may find that interesting because it's a nice environment, very comfortable, gay, but no pressure, you know, and then you can also get out and check out bars and clubs. So I'm kind of thinking Florida for you guys because it could be an easy, I don't know if it's your first vacation as boyfriends, but it could be like an easy to access, not too expensive first vacation. Another thing to consider is if you can pony up the money is a gay cruise, because that's just a really fun, relaxed way of just sort of you get on board, you unpack once, and you're just there to relax and sit by the pool, and the destinations roll up to you every day. So that's kind of a nice option too, I think, for a young couple that may just want to just try different things and meet different people, but just still have the comfort of like a, you know, an easy packaged vacation. So those are some of the things that popped to mind. And a less expensive option for than the cruises is an all-gay resort. So Atlantis is doing two or three this year, including two in Mexico. Two in Mexico. I want to say Puerto Vallarta and Cancun. What they do is they buy out rent out a whole Club Med. So all the activities in the facilities are for just you and all the other guys who chose this vacation option.
Yeah.
Excellent. I like that interest because I have been on a regular cruise before, but never on a gay cruise. So I like the cruise idea. And what was the location of the resort that
the all-inclusive all check out atlantisevents.com, but I'm pretty sure it's Cancun and Puerto Vallarta this year. I wouldn't bet my life on it. I usually have good memory on these things, but check out atlantisevents.com.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. I appreciate all your help, guys.
You sure. Bet. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too. You. Bye. I second all the things that Ed said. And the nice thing about the cruise, one, the gay cruise is a lot of fun because it's, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 gay people. So you do get sort of the sort of immersive gay thing. But the great thing about something in like Mexico with these land-based vacations or even Key West is there are all sorts of fun activities to do in those kinds of places.
And that's
you know,
nice.
Parasailing and jet skiing and stuff
that.
Like that.
Right.
So it's those are also really, really fun activities. And most of them are optional. So if it's something you want to do, you sort of like piece together. The kind of adventures you want to do.
And you feel like you can, the land-based vacations, you feel a little bit more like you're escaping, even though it's not really.
Right.
But, you know, that's a nice part of it, too. Just kind of like, okay, I'm just going to kind of just get away from the crowd for an afternoon, and then there you go.
Exactly. Well, Ed, we appreciate you being with us.
My pleasure.
We unfortunately didn't get to all of the calls today, but you can reach Ed on the web, and he'll be happy to answer your questions there as well, edsalvato.com, or on Twitter, twitter.com/edsalvato. He's got lots of travel advice for you there. Coming up next, John and John are going to give us highlights from this season of RuPaul's Drag Race. Next, here on Derek and Romaine.
Cover your ears.
Just enough fringe to be embarrassed.
There's more Derek and Romaine to come, and you never know what might happen next.
In a word, wow.
Exclusively on the OutQ channel, Sirius 109 and XM 98.